All right, welcome to episode number 5 of The Drive to Stay Alive. I, as always, unless I have undergone a sex change operation, am Scott Rec, also known as Pukan, for reasons to keep the IRS off my back. Because any money I make during this venture, this website venture, the blog venture, everything like that, does go unreported by the IRS. So because of that, I have to do it under a different name. So I just explained to you my get rich scheme. So please, A, don't steal it, and B, don't tell on me. But you don't have to worry about that, because as we discussed in one of the other episodes, that I do not make any money whatsoever. Heyo. Don't make any money whatsoever with this venture. So, all right. Well, it's another Monday. It's another drive to work. And decided to maybe take a little break from the reel and discuss something else that I care about. I guess there's something that was troubling me or on my mind, and that's dinosaurs. So last night, you know, I'm just hanging out. It's a pretty long weekend as far as weekends go, and so by the time last night rolls around, I'm just you know what, I'm just tired, I don't feel like doing much, whatever like that. So usually when I don't feel like doing much, I pour a drink and watch a trilogy of movies. And sometimes, I'll work on shit in between, during and everything like that, but a lot of times I just kind of hang back and just, veg out. And last night the choices ended up being final choices between the original Spider-Man trilogy and the Jurassic Park trilogy. And I chose Jurassic Park because, I've seen them 1,000 times, easily. Maybe not. Oh, okay, that's one of the first exaggerations. There's some movies where I could say I've seen 1,000 times, and I do mean it literally. But that one, probably not 1,000 times, but I've seen it enough. Probably more than anybody probably should, still. But, so I'm watching Jurassic Park, and, okay, and I think we can all just make sure we're on the same page. The first Jurassic Park is just, it's, a cinematic, wonder piece, as far as, just everything, the spectacle and everything like that. The story's really good, and, the characters are played really well. The acting, it's but the characters are good. And it is a very entertaining movie. Some suspense and, special effects, although haven't been made in the early 90s, I believe it came out 93 or some shit, actually hold up really well. So that's really cool. Depending on who you talk to, so everybody views, Jurassic Park as just a great, fantastic film, whatever. So depending on who you talk to, then Jurassic Park 2, a lot of people are probably let down by it. It's a totally different kind of movie. And I, for one, really like it because I love Jeff Goldblum's portrayal of Ian Malcolm. I think he's just, the whole time he's just so skeptical, just kind of so sarcastic, just kind of I know what's going to happen, nobody believes me kind of shit, And he's just kind of an asshole. And that's kind of how would you be. If you were bit by a dinosaur and everyone's hey man, dinosaurs are cool, you'd be fuck that shit. Dinosaurs suck, man. I got bit by one in the fucking leg, And not only that, but in Jurassic Park 2, nobody believes him, because, InGen covered up everything. And, so he's, going on the news going, dude, there's dinosaurs out there. And people are you're a fucking idiot, It's way to go, crazy chaos scientist, It's because, everybody already didn't believe it. It's chaos shit, That, all his theories about improbability and just all these random occurrences, and how, unpredictability and all that shit. And, and so people already didn't believe him. He was some crazy, teenage, level scientist, as far as he was older. But, his theories and everything, they're all cockamamie, look at this guy, he's doing too much coke, and all of a sudden he thinks he's a scientist. So everybody already kind of, didn't believe him. So then when he comes out talking dinosaurs, everybody, doesn't believe that because he's the boy who cried wolf, he talked about some shit before, nobody believed him. Now he's talking about, and so this chaos stuff is probably not proven, that's probably why he's still working on it, but the dinosaur stuff is real, dinosaurs do exist, courtesy of John Hammond and the scientists at InGen. And so But nobody will believe him because they already don't believe his other thing. So he can come out and tell you that, like, you know, aliens are real, and nobody will believe that either because they don't believe anything he says. And he says that that black girl is his daughter, and I don't believe him. I mean, despite the fact that, like, you know, Ian Malcolm does in the first one say he's constantly, like, on the search for, like, the future ex-Mrs. Malcolm. So that, and he already said he had three children. So he says, like, he sleeps around and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, you know, he's just boning women left and right, getting them, knocking them up, you know, and leaving them, you know. You know, just like a, you know, that's chaos, you know. But, like, that chick in the movie, like, doesn't act anything like him, doesn't look anything like him. We're talking, she's black, you know. It's like, come on, man, at least make her mixed, you know. So it's like, that I don't understand. I don't get that part. And I understand, like, Lex and Tim are in the first one. And, like, Jurassic Park, you know, John Hammond even says, like, you know, let's bring in our true audience, the children, you know, because it's like, as seen in the movie, like, Alan Grant and Ian Malcolm and the blood-sucking lawyer and what's her name? Ellie Statler, whatever. They're all just kind of, like, debunking the whole thing from the beginning. Like, as soon as they, like, they see it, they're, like, their eyes are filled with childlike wonder, but then they're just kind of like, dude, this isn't right. You can't bring dinosaurs back. Like, mankind and dinosaurs aren't supposed to mix. There's a reason dinosaurs were killed 65 million years ago. And, you know, like they said, like, they had their chance on this planet, you know, and they failed, you know. It's like, they some people or some things don't deserve a second chance. That's just a kind of, like, the way of the world. And if God intended for dinosaurs to survive, like, dinosaurs still would have been here, you know. But he didn't. Like, humans were God's chosen beings, and dinosaurs had to die in order to give humans a chance to survive. Because if dinosaurs and humans were to mix, like, you know, at a high school dance, you know, all the humans would be standing out, you know, off to the side, you know, and the dinosaurs would be spiking the punch and then, like, you know, cutting up a rug on the dance floor. Like, dinosaurs were by far superior to humans. And then you say, like, well, you know, they didn't survive the asteroid, the world freezing and everything like that. Okay, dude, an asteroid hits the Earth right now, and most people die from the blast, and, like, you know, the world freezes over, the ice age and everything like that. Show me how many humans are going to survive. I mean, granted, we might have bigger brains, because a lot of them were, like, the size of a walnut, you know? So it's like, we might have bigger brains, but still, it's like, we were able to build, like, infrastructure and keep the power on and stuff like that, unless we don't pay the bills. But I don't think we could survive, like, an ice age. Because eventually you wouldn't be able to, like, create power anymore. Because, like, we depend on, like, our natural resources to create power. If we aren't able to drill for oil, we aren't able to produce electricity. And if the ground is frozen or if the oceans are all frozen and stuff like that, we can't drill. And then you have to think about it too. If all the water's frozen, say if, you know, everything freezes over, we can't drink water. So right there, we're screwed. And not to mention the fact that, like, the sky is covered with clouds, and so our sun is not there. And it's like, yeah, technically, I guess, I mean, in winter here in Wisconsin, it gets pretty damn cold. Like, and, you know, the sky's all hazed over all the time. We'll go weeks without seeing the sun. But the sun is still shining, like, you know, it's still keeping us warm, whether we think so or not. So it's like, here, it's like, yeah, you say, well, okay, so maybe we put on coats here and everything like that, and gloves and mittens and stay inside and shit like that. And so you're saying, yeah, we can survive an ice age. Well, it's like, you can't stay inside forever. You can't hunker down for, like, you know, 12 years inside, like, a structure. And it's like, because you have to think about all the things, like food production. Like, I mean, if you want to, like, you know, put away supplies, your supplies are only going to last you so long. Say if you got supplies that last you 3 years. What are you going to do for the rest of the, you know, the 4 years. What are you supposed to do for the rest of the 4 years? See, I can't even count properly, you know. I'm so just worried about this and everything like that. So we can't survive an ice age. You know, it's, maybe you could survive a year or two, but any more than that, and we're pretty much screwed. just because human beings were so dependent. I think maybe back in the day we could have, when I think we have just kind of like changed our bodies and our the way that we have been able to have like ready access to like all sorts of supplies and everything like that. Like, the supply is so great that our body demands it faster. You know, it's like you can't go a certain number of days or something without something because you're so used to having easy access to it at all times. You know, it's like, think if you had to go like a month without fruit. You know, it's like your body would be like, oh shit, like I don't have, you know, the necessary vitamins and everything like that in order to, you know, get by. Because it's so used to every day getting like, you know, balanced diet of this and that and this and that. And I think like we could like be susceptible to things, to like diseases that we never used to, like things that we think we got rid of. Say for instance, like, you know, if all of a sudden like the Ice Age, you know, happens and we're cut off from all these like different supplies that we need and everything like that. I think like, you know, some diseases might come back, like polio and like scurvy and shit like that. Like things that we thought we cracked the code of and we got rid of and everything, like they'd come back to get us because we no longer have the immunity to it, because it's like worn off because of we don't do shit. So I don't know why I'm talking about the Ice Age anymore. I'm wanted to talk about Jurassic Park and dinosaurs. But yeah, I'm basically saying that dinosaurs could survive longer than us in an Ice Age just because of humans, I guess, are pretty much pansies. I'll keep it at that. You know, we're just a bunch of fucking pussies. Whereas dinosaurs are just kind of like, dinosaurs couldn't think enough, maybe velociraptors could, but dinosaurs couldn't think enough to think about everything else. They just thought about survival. You know, let me just, I'll eat my brother if I have to, you know, because it's like, dude, I just need to eat. I don't care who it is. I'll just fucking, that guy next to me would be like gone, you know. So, all goes back to the chaos and everything, and whether dinosaurs and humans should mix. And so Jurassic Park 2, you know, you have that island that's like separate from the world. You know, it's like it's dinosaurs as we know it can't get off the island, and so they're all secluded there and everything like that, and they're thriving on their own. You know, it's like they're in their own little world, the lost, hence the subtitle, The Lost World, because they're in their own little world out there, and they're just kind of like figuring out a way to survive by getting, you know, because they're supposed to have like, they're supposed to be all female at first, and some of them just grew dicks or something and started fucking each other. I don't know. I don't know how, like, all of a sudden dinosaurs change from male to female to male, you know, and are able to reproduce. It's just, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's like one of the plot holes in the movie, I guess, where it's just like, well, first of all, you have to think about the fact that, like, so in order to get dinosaurs, they have to find mosquitoes that are frozen in amber. But then you have to think, first of all, those mosquitoes that they find have to have bitten dinosaurs and not, like, a squirrel or something like that, you know? Like, so, okay. So your probability of finding one dinosaur is unbelievably small. It's, like, ridiculously small. And then they have, like, 15 species of dinosaurs. And I guess, like, you can clone, you know, you have one sample of DNA, you can clone, like, multiple dinosaurs, right? I'm guessing. I don't know cloning, I don't know science and anything like that, but I'm guessing you can take one sample of DNA and you can make, like, say, 5 copies of it. And, but, see, there's a problem. Okay, wouldn't that be, like, inbreeding or something like that? And then all of a sudden, like, you mix that one and that one and you get, like, a shittier kind of dinosaur? Because, like, if there's one thing I learned from Multiplicity, is that if you make a copy of a copy, it comes out retarded and calls everybody Steve. And, like, you know, eats food all funny and, you know, wears, like, a mask and stuff. I don't know. Just a fucking retard. So it's like, so you're telling me that, like, not only are all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park female, but some of them are retards? So that doesn't make sense. I mean, like, it's a very loose way to, you know, say, hey, here's how we got dinosaurs. A lot of holes in the logic, but it's a movie, you know, get over it. So then we get to the second one, and these dinosaurs were engineered, not only all female, like, and they found a way to reproduce, but then they're engineered with this gene that if they don't get some kind of vitamin, they die after 7 days or something like that. So these dinosaurs on their own have figured out a way to eat this kind of plant that's rich in these kind of, like, this kind of vitamin they need. And so then they say that, you know, well, the herbivores eat the grass that has this vitamin in it, and then the carnivores eat the herbivores getting that gene, you know, like, but they're supposed to get it, like, once every 7 days. You're telling me that once every 7 days, well, I guess the herbivores are basically, like, cows just kind of roaming and munching on grass and shit, but, like, the carnivores eat the herbivores, like, every day, like, with every 7 days to get, like, you know, this vitamin, you know? That's, like, that's a plot hole, too, you know? It's, like, okay, I guess, you know, I guess you're allowed to have plot holes if your whole, like, backing to the theory of, you know, creating species and evolution, all the things, that life finds a way. So it's like you can have plot holes because you're just like, no matter what happens, like, shit works out for these guys, you know? Like, they figure that out, you know? So, I don't know, whatever. But so the second one, so they're on this island and everything like that. And did Ian Malcolm, like, goes back to the fucking island after he got bit the fuck, you know, by a dinosaur? And it's like, okay, did he must really love that bitch, you know? Because it's like, Sarah Harding is, you know, off on the island already by herself. And the reason he goes back there is to, like, fucking rescue her or some shit, you know? But I'd be like, dude, you know, and so this kind of goes back to something I talked about before, too. It's like, I've never been in love, so it's like, you know, Meatloaf says, like, and I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. So I think I might agree with him in the fact that maybe I would do anything for love, but I'm not going to go to an island full of dinosaurs. And I think that's what Meatloaf was talking about, how it's like, dude, you know, if there's somebody I love, I'll do anything to help them, everything like that. But if they're in an island full of dinosaurs, then I'm not going to do that. So Meatloaf was really talking about dinosaurs, you know. So it's like, he goes back and, like, you know, the bitch is, like, crazy. I mean, she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been around other predators before, sleeping downwind and nonsense, you know. It's like, you know, I grew up around, you know, hyenas and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my God, why did I do that? I hate myself right now. So, I mean, she grew up around predators and everything and studied and, you know, spent a lot of time in the field researching and everything like that. But, like, dinosaurs are a completely different thing. Like, oh, because, okay, somebody else, if you're studying how to survive around predators, right? Somebody else has been around predators, right? You know, it's like, you can look in some kind of documented, you know, thing about, oh, my time with the cheetahs, you know? It's like, never play poker with them because they're a bunch of cheetahs. Ah, God, I went there too. I hate myself so much right now. So it's like, you can do research, you know, and you can watch video and you can, like, read, you know, case reports and papers and, you know, everything like that. Dinosaurs, it's all theory. You go, like, okay, if a dinosaur is a basic predator, it's going to follow the same basic, like, predatory rules as, like, a lion or, you know, a panther or something like that. But you have no fucking clue what a dinosaur is going to do. You don't. You have no way of, like, finding out whether or not, you know, that's the truth. And so it's all guesswork. And so why would you just throw yourself in a situation where there's just, like, it's not even a 50-50 chance of shit going wrong. It's probably more like an 80-20, 80% chance that things are going to go wrong. Why the hell would you want to throw yourself in that situation? You know, it's like, I think people just don't understand, like, how fucking dangerous dinosaurs are. Like, you know, it's fucking stupid, like, that people would be like, yeah, dinosaurs, cool, let's do this, you know? It's just like, you fucking idiot, you know? And that's maybe why I don't like Julianne Moore, you know? If Julianne Moore is stupid enough to, like, go, you know, and hang out with dinosaurs, you know, then I don't, believe anything she does as an actor, you know? It's like, if she has won an Academy Award, I'd take it away for, you know, being stupid, for going to, like, spend time with dinosaurs, because that's just dumb, if you ask me. So it's like, I think Julianne Moore is a terrible actress, because any good actress would have, you know, decided that going to Isla Sorna was a bad idea and mingling with dinosaurs, because I know you always say, like, you don't mingle with the help, and that is definitely a true rule. You don't mingle with the help, but you also don't mingle with dinosaurs. You know? Which goes back to that whole the high school dance thing about why all the humans are kind of, you know, hanging up against the wall and the dinosaurs are cutting it loose on the dance floor. Because dinosaurs and humans don't mingle. And that's a topic that we'll get to sometime later this afternoon on the drive home. Because I am all out of time right now. And we'll talk more about Jurassic Park 3, or I should say, the abomination that is Jurassic Park 3, and why we can't make a good dinosaur, or why there's not any, you know, any more good dinosaur movies, or how about the fact there's not, you know, enough dinosaur-related material in the world anyway, and also, you know, things like if dinosaurs and humans were to coexist for real, which is my actually one of the biggest fears in my life, that dinosaurs might come back. So, all right, for now, that is The Drive to Stay Alive, part one of it. All right, so this is the continuation of episode 5 of The Drive to Stay Alive. And here we are on the drive home today. So picking up where I last left off, I left it off. Oof. It's probably been like a pretty rough day at work or something, because like I can't do things properly right now. Kind of feeling like, what the hell, you know? All scatterbrained and shit. So it's fucking dinosaurs, man. I think that's what it is. You know, those dinosaurs, you know, got to me a bit. Alright, so I think we had pretty much finished up with The Lost World. And about how, all crazy shit that went on there. But, like, okay, so then The Lost World, like, their whole point is to go down there, you know, why bring people to the theme park when you can, like, you know, bring the theme park to people? Which totally makes sense, you know, I guess in a way, because it, you know, eliminates, well, the thing is, you still have travel costs and everything like that, which doesn't make sense. So, you have, you have things like, you know, the logistic problems and everything like that. If you wanted to have, like, you know, the theme park in the Costa Rica, something, you know, John Hammond, you know, didn't have in, like, you know, the oversight and everything to think about that kind of shit. So then they bring the T-Rex to San Diego. And anybody who's ever seen, like, a fucking monster movie will tell you that, like, you know what was going to happen. T-Rex is going to break out and, like, damage shit and everything like that. And it was really fucking cool, because what it did is it took the dinosaur out of the jungle and, you know, put it in the city and shit. Because, like, if there's anything that, you know, people love, it's like a fish out of water story. You know, that's one of the most common like storylines or something in, like, all of history, is because it works every single time. Because it's like, fish out of water is the whole, like, I don't belong here. And I'm, you know, trying to fit in, and, you know, things always, you know, shit always goes, like, you know, down, because, you know, either I don't know what I'm doing, or I'm clumsy, because I'm, you know, too big for this environment, and all that kind of shit. So it's like, it's worked, you know, from everything from, like, King Kong to, like, Alien movies, you know, to, you know, the Parent Trap, like, switched at birth kind of shit, and, like, you know, it's a working formula. So it's like T-Rex goes nuts on San Diego, and I love the end of that movie. I think it's just like it kind of like redeems any of the bad qualities that are in that movie, or any of like the plot holes or anything that make it dumb. Like, but I mean, it's just like it really like is awesome, right? So I think as a sequel, Jurassic Park, like The Lost World, like holds up pretty well. Most sequels are never going to be as good as the original. And, you know, because the original is so beloved and everything like that. But I think it does a pretty decent job as, you know, fitting within the Jurassic Park universe. But then we got the abomination that is Jurassic Park 3. And I don't know what it is about the third parts and trilogies. With very rare exceptions, the third one always sucks balls. Because either, like, the idea has kind of played its course by now, or, like, somebody just doesn't do it right. Their first mistake was no Spielberg.
You know, and it's just like, okay, I understand nobody's going to match the quality of Spielberg, but at least get some fucker who, like, is at least, like, a poor man Spielberg. Like, you know, there's level A directors and there's level B. And you go get, like, Joe Johnson, like, nothing against, like, I think he did, like, Jumanji or, like, The Rocketeer or some shit. Like, I mean, he's made some all right movies, but dude doesn't know shit about making a fucking Jurassic Park movie. And then, like, I guess that what it is it starts with the writing, too. Because a director can really only do what he's given, the material. So it's like, maybe you shouldn't blame the director. If there weren't cool, like, you know, sweeping shots and there weren't, like, you know, like a certain director's style, say, like a Wes Anderson or, like, a Kevin Smith, where it's, like, or Michael Bay, like, when you could totally tell this is a blank, you know, director's film. Like, they have their own certain style and everything like that. So it's like, so you really can blame that. You can blame the director for some things. So you know what? I'm going to give Joe Johnston a pass on Jurassic Park 3. You know, like, the story of the movie is just fucking retarded. You know, it's like, kid gets lost on the island, and so his parents have to rescue him. And they basically kidnap Alan Grant to take him there, even though he's never been to that island. And then you get fucking, like, Pollux Troy bumbling around stealing raptor eggs and shit and just kind of, like, being, like, a total waste of space in that movie. And it's just kind of, like, it's just awful. I mean, there's only probably one redeeming factor of that entire movie, and that's seeing Alan Grant, like, Sam Neill, back in the Alan Grant, like, hat and, you know, stuff like that. So it's like, otherwise, the movie's just god-awful. I mean, there's characters in the movie that just get killed right away. I mean, like, why even introduce these characters if they're going to die within the first, like, 20 minutes, you know, the movie? Like, they serve no purpose whatsoever. Like the black guy and the dude from the Green Mile, and then the other white dude, they're just kind of like, why even kill him at that point? Just, like, have him be the pilots of the plane and be like, whatever, you know? It's just, and then you build them up and you're like, oh yeah, they're good with guns or something, or they're mercenaries or some shit. And it's just kind of like, they're not, you know, they're just fucking stupid characters. And then the other thing that I hate about, okay, so I really love William H. Macy. I think he's, like, you know, fantastic in everything he's in. I do like him as an actor. And, like, Taya Leone, I don't really care for her much. She's, like, hot. But in this movie, they made her not hot. So it's just kind of like, and William H. Macy is pretty awful, you know. Like, in fact, everybody just kind of seems like they're, like, mailing it in, you know. It's like, they're not trying. But that, if you want to blame somebody, then you can always go back to, like, the writing, you know. It's like, the script is just absolutely terrible, and the dialogue's terrible and everything like that. And like I was saying, like, we're talking about The Lost World, was the fact that, like, having the kid in there sucks, because the kid just pretty much ruins everything in the Jurassic Park movies. Like, I really can't, other than the Velociraptor scene in the kitchen, I really couldn't stand Tim and Lex in the first Jurassic Park. And when I also thought, like, you know, fucking Angie or Vanessa or Carly or whatever the hell her name is. I can't even remember her name right now. Ian Malcolm's daughter in Jurassic Park 2. It's just a total waste. Like, there's just no purpose of her being in that movie except that she's a kid. You know? So it's just kind of like, and then having the kid in the third one, kid's annoying as shit, you know? And it's just kind of like, In all three movies, the kids are annoying as shit. Like, I mean, it actually makes me want to root for the fucking dinosaurs, you know? It's like, please, like, eat these children, you know? So it's just kind of like, I don't know, in hindsight, thinking more, I'm just kind of like, I can't stand that shit about those movies. All right, so in Jurassic Park 3, I just don't even know what's going on. It's just like, you know, end up, you know, there's no structure, really. It's just kind of like a chase, you know, the whole time. Like, oh yeah, we gotta get off this island, you know? And it just kind of comes to the point, it's just like, I'm not going to say that I could write a Jurassic Park movie, but I think there's a reason, like, Jurassic Park 3 was in, like, 2001 or some shit, and so that's been, like, you know, 11 years since the last Jurassic Park movie, and we haven't got another one. You want to know why? Because it's probably impossible to write another one. I mean, now that, like, because Michael Crichton, the writer who wrote Jurassic Park, The Lost World, he wrote, created ER, he wrote, like, The Omega Man, some other shit. Like, Michael Crichton wrote a whole bunch of really good shit. Did he write Twister, too? I don't know. He wrote a bunch of stuff. I mean, he's a really good writer. He wrote a bunch of books that, you know, a lot of these movies ended up being based on. And so when you have good source material like that, and I've read both, I don't read a lot of books, but I've read both Jurassic Park and The Lost World, and both were just, like, spectacular novels. And what ends up in the movies, Jurassic Park 1 and 2, is only scraping the surface of what's in the novel. So it's like, when you have that much material to pull from, you can kind of just, you know, pull out some of the parts that you like the most, you know, and make that into the movie. Well, when you're coming up with an original story, like The Lost World, like the Jurassic Park 3, like, when you don't have anything to really pull from, like, it's just gonna suck, probably. Like, and it goes to the fact that, like, nobody could really write a good dinosaur, like, anything. I mean, other than Jurassic Park and The Lost World, like, I kind of am struggling. It's like, I want to watch more shit about dinosaurs, you know? And there's not a whole lot. I mean, there's like, the Land Before Times movies, but other than the first one, which is still kind of shit, they're just all just awful kids stuff, you know? There's, like, you know, baby dinosaurs hopping around, learning lessons and shit like that. Learning about family and respect. And, I mean, granted, I guess that's important to some people, but important to me, too. I'm not going to kill myself. But, like, it's just stupid, god-awful kid stuff. And then, so then, other movies, like, We're Back, A Dinosaur Story, or, like, most dinosaur movies are relegated to, like, something like a Godzilla thing. Like, even the live-action Godzilla by Roland Emmerich. Godzilla had more similarities to, like, a dinosaur than he did, like, to Godzilla, I guess, a big lizard, you know? And you really don't have any dinosaur movies. And it's just kind of like, why can't they get, like, dinosaur stuff right? And even, like, maybe, I don't know if it's just that there's not enough people in the world today that care enough about dinosaurs anymore, that just kind of, like, you know, believe in it, that would make it, like, profitable, I guess, because it's in order to get a good writer, you know, a good story, you need a good writer, and good writers cost money, because let's face it, like, I mean, being able to, like, write well is a skill, and there's a lot of really bad writers out there. You know, like, the amount of writers that are good are pretty few and far between. And so it's like, you know, so I guess maybe you can't just afford to come up with a good, you know, writer, because you know that you don't have a very good product, you know? You know that there's, maybe not the product, it's more the fact that, like, you don't have the right audience, you know, in order to make your dinosaur movie. And so maybe that's the thing, is that the fact that you know that the audience isn't there, so it's like, why bother, like, you know, putting through with all the production value and everything like that. And so it just begs the question, like, why isn't the audience there? Like, because the question is it just me? Like, I've been fascinated with dinosaurs since, you know, I was a little kid. Love dinosaurs. Love coloring books, stuffed animals, like, toys. Like, I grew up, like, was it Dino Wars? Was that the TV show I used to watch where, like, mankind and humans. That was me slapping my forehead. Mankind and dinosaurs exist at the same time. And what happened is mankind, like, weaponized the dinosaurs and, like, rode on their backs and shit and then, like, fought the bad guys who also had weaponized dinosaurs. And it was fucking cool. Because, like, it's one of those cartoons that was done purely for the merchandise, like, alone. Like, how many kids want dinosaurs that can shoot missiles? I mean, it's just like, that's a kid's dream come true, at least, like, if you're a kid like me. So, like, I had everything dinosaurs. I loved everything dinosaurs. Like, and I used to want to be a paleontologist when I grew up. And that was one of the things. Like, most kids are like, I want to be a firefighter or a spaceman and, you know, or a ballerina or something. Like, I wanted to be those things too, but I wanted to be a paleontologist because I wanted to, like, discover dinosaurs and everything like that. And I never did it because, as I learned throughout time, I wasn't very good at science and remembering things and analyzing and being, you know, being like science-like. I mean, that's not my strong point. Like, and so that kind of, you know, flew out the window, you know, for me pretty early. But, like, I don't understand. Like, it was this TV show, like Terra Nova or something like that. I never really watched it. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe, like, even, like, someone like me who's a dinosaur nut, like, didn't watch it because, for whatever reason, it sounded like just a... I don't know. I don't know why. Because it sounded like a good idea. Like, I mean, guys, man was, you know, sent back in time for some reason. Like, I don't know how the show went, but this is what I got from watching, like, one episode with my dad. Man was sent back in time for some reason, and we're kind of trapped in the past, and we have to kind of coexist with dinosaurs, you know? And I don't see why that show didn't make it, because that to me is just like such an intriguing idea about man and dinosaurs living together. Because if you think about it, like, all right, there are other things in this world that are bigger than us. But man is for the most part the greatest predator in the world. I mean, every now and then you'll hear about, like, you know, like a shark attack and a guy will get eaten, you know? And you'll hear about, like, you know, like a pack of wolves or like hyenas or something. Like, I mean, you'll hear some like bear attacks or something like that. But for the most part, those are on a pretty small scale. Like a bear attacks one man, a shark eats two children, you know? It's like, you don't hear about, you know, 7,000 people this year got eaten by sharks. You know, there's nothing on a large scale. You know, man is basically the only predator of man is man itself. Like murderers and, you know, and our own stupidity and shit like that. So it's like, but if dinosaurs, like, were here, and not just like, you know, one or two dinosaurs, we're talking like, you know, dinosaurs and mass, you know, it's like all species of dinosaurs, all, you know, sizes and colors and shapes and everything like that. So if you had, like, dinosaurs back as they were in, like, the, you know, the Cretaceous or, you know, any of those eras, you know, that you know about, if dinosaurs were back in, like, that kind of capacity, like, it'd be fucking nuts. I mean, it just, like, you would know, I think we'd be fighting dinosaurs, like, because for a lot of those, and so it begs the question, like, all right, so you're saying, like, if dinosaurs were here now, say mankind as it is right now, we could fight dinosaurs because we have tanks, we have airplanes, we have, you know, Navy ships and everything like that, submarines, so we can combat both land, sea, and air dinosaurs. We can fight against dinosaurs, no problem. We have, you know, all sorts of guns, rocket launchers, nuclear bombs, like, we could fight dinosaurs. But if mankind and dinosaurs had always coexisted, would we ever be able to get to the point where we had all that technology and all that firepower in order to combat them? Or we have been, like, regressed, I mean, as far as a caveman, because we, without, if dinosaurs were around, they'd be eating us nonstop, whatever, like that, and just kind of, like, we'd always be hiding in caves and shit, like, with clubs and, like, you know, spears and fire and shit like that. Would we ever gotten to the point where we were able to build factories, in order to build, you know, create electricity in order to, you know, create weapons of mass destruction and everything like that? Or does every time we try to build up a factory, like, a stegosaurus, like, knocks it down, or, like, a herd of triceratops, like, run right straight through the concrete, if we're even able to, like, figure out how to develop concrete? So it's like this, it's so, like, it throws a, what do they call it, like, a paradox or something? It just throws, like, this thing in there. It's like, okay, you know, would we have been able to survive had we coexisted with dinosaurs? Would we have been able to get to the point where we are in our lives, you know? And so, I don't know. Honestly, I could see it going both ways. Because it kind of depends on if we try to stay away from the dinosaurs, we try to find a place where dinosaurs can't exist, and that's where we start our civilization. And, like, say, for instance, like in the Arctic or something like that, humans have figured out a way to, like, live in places where other species can't, you know, inhabit. And so maybe then we start our civilization there, and we build it up to the point where it is right now, and then once we have all these, you know, tools and weapons, we can then go conquer other civilizations. Because, like, I've seen throughout time, like, you know, the Roman civilization, or, you know, the Vikings or the Greeks, like, we've gone in and conquered other civilizations, the Mayans and Spanish, and, you know, as time has told all these, you know, tales of, you know, conquering other, like, civilizations and everything like that. So would it have been the same thing with man once they, you know, gathered together and then to go out to conquer the dinosaurs? Or would man still be at the point where, you know, we're just like, you know, let's just fight each other still, because we're still mad at each other. We're not mad at the dinosaurs. We're mad at each other. So let's, you know, fuck each other up first. And then maybe if, you know, whichever, you know, League of Mankind wins, then they can go fight the dinosaurs. But there wouldn't be enough of us. So it's like, would mankind put aside their differences in order to take over the dinosaurs and become like the dominant species of life on this planet or not? And so there's a world of possibilities. But I do know one thing for sure, is that I am freaked the fuck out by dinosaurs. You know, like, it's just like, there's, you should be terrified of, like, you know, walking down a dark alley and, like, being stabbed, or, you know, or, you know, to be terrified about, like, what I said about, like, nuclear war, or, like, or natural disasters and everything. You should be terrified, like, this shit's gonna happen to you. You're gonna get a car accident on the way home from work. Or you should be terrified of heights. You know, like, there's like a list of things that people have fears of. And how many of those people are scared of dinosaurs? I doubt a lot of them. You know, if you ask them, I mean, that's, it's in my top five fears. And, you know, probably number five, I'll admit it. But, like, my number five fear is dinosaurs. And people are just like, that's fucking stupid. People would probably be like, that's fucking stupid, because, like, dinosaurs have been dead for over 65 million years. Like, what do you have to be scared about? You know, like, there aren't any dinosaurs. There's, like, bones, you know, like, in some, you know, works of fiction, like, the bones are reanimated and then cause havoc. But, like, dude, dinosaurs aren't real. Be like, yeah, but what if? I fear the possibility that, you know, dinosaurs do come back to Earth, or that someone is able to clone dinosaurs and, you know, therefore they take over and everything like that. Because, like, seriously, I mean, like, you know, like I touched on before, like, mankind can probably fight dinosaurs given their current, you know, military prowess, I guess. But I can't do shit. If a dinosaur showed up in my backyard, say a T-Rex, I look out my back window, there's a fucking T-Rex there. What can I do? I'm powerless to stop it. You know, like, there's nothing, I mean, it's just, it'd be awful. Like, I wouldn't even, I'd probably just, like, lose my fucking mind, because I'd be like, there's a T-Rex in my backyard. I'd probably just cry. I'd probably hide. But then I'd probably just cry, just because I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I don't own a gun, or a bazooka, or, like, a tank, you know? What am I supposed to do against a T-Rex? Or, like, even worse, like, okay, T-Rex, at least you can, like, hide inside your basement, you know, because as a T-Rex isn't going to be able to chew through your house, you know. It's like, but the worst part would be like a velociraptor, like, in your office, you know. And that's what makes, and that goes back to Jurassic Park, that's what makes that kitchen scene so terrifying, is because this dinosaur is as big as you are, like 6 feet tall, but it's got, it doesn't give a shit about you living. And, you know, it can slice you with its claws, like, rip your throat out, and then it will just start eating you while you're still alive. Like, that's terrifying. That is pure horror. You know, because, like, it doesn't care. I mean, so it's like, and the fact that, like, even that they say the velociraptors are supposed to be, like, you know, really smart and shit, so that they can open doors and like solve kind of like some kind of, you know, basic puzzles and just kind of figure shit out and communicate with each other and everything like that. It's just like, dude, then it's just kind of like, yeah, like I said, like the mankind is no longer the hunter, they become the hunted. And that's just terrifying, you know, to me. And so I don't think I could, I definitely know I wouldn't survive in a world where dinosaurs, you know, came back. I know that I'd really be shit out of luck. I'd probably just go in the corner and I'd cry and hope that I'd be able to get out of it okay. And hoping that someone would come rescue my ass, you know, or that the dinosaurs wouldn't find me. You know, it's just like, I wouldn't know what to do. I just wouldn't know what to do. And then, so then that's just like the predators, like the you know, the carnivores and everything who are out seeking out to eat people or to eat something. They probably don't care that we're people. They're hungry. Their stomachs are growling. You know, so then that's just the carnivores. Then you got to worry about the herbivores. Like the herbivores, they really don't give a shit about you either. And their issue is that they're a lot bigger than you. They're a lot bigger than everything. So they just kind of like walk around as they please. And they're just kind of like, they don't really care that your house is there. They don't care that your car's in the middle of the road. They're just walking. And some of these dinosaurs are so huge and like have big horns on the front of their head and shit like that, that like they'll just run through you or step on you. You know, like dinosaurs don't have feelings. They don't have emotions. They don't have like the sense to like, you know, think like, oh, is that a church right there? Oh, that's a place of God. Like, I probably shouldn't like, you know, knock over a church. Dinosaurs don't give a shit. Like, they just really just will just tear, you know, someplace up, whether, you know, like, you want it to be there or not. So it's just kind of like, you'd think that you only have to watch out for the meat eaters, but you also got to watch out for the, like the grass eaters too. And the other thing too is like most, you know, of the herbivores, like, you know, just kind of travel in packs to begin with, or like herds. So it's just like, there's not just like one Triceratops. There'll be like 27 fucking Triceratops. And if for whatever reason they start running or some shit like that, you're dead. They're gonna get trampled. Like, nothing can, you know, really stand in their way. So it's just kind of like, and then you have to worry, I mean, there's just all sorts of shit you gotta worry about. All the ones that can ram into you, the ones that have spikes and shit like that, and it's too much. It's too much to worry about, because it's like, you just have to assume that, like, once dinosaurs come back, like, they're more powerful and outnumber us, you know? It's like, maybe not outnumber us, but say out, like, you know, survive us, just because they're pure animal instinct just to eat and destroy and, you know, whatever, survive. And that humans just kind of really at that point don't have a chance anymore. So it's very irrational, I know, to have a fear of dinosaurs. And trust me, if you're saying that right now, you're not going to be the only person who's told me that dinosaurs, you know, can't kill me. But what if, man? So while your life is probably, you know, spent worrying about your finances, your kids' college fund, whether you can, you know, whether you even have your job next after Christmas, and, you know, worrying about if your boyfriend really means all those things he says to you, or, you know, whether that bitch is as crazy as you think she is. Also, that's what people worry about in their life, you know. They worry about a whole lot of things. And one of the things that sets me apart is that I worry about what would I do if dinosaurs came back to Earth. So as you can see, I got a pretty complicated and, you know, just different life than most people. But hey, common theme towards all of this, see, my life's not like yours, your life is not like mine. Point of it all is that we still have a life. And whether you spend your life worrying about, you know, if that's really my child, or if you worry about what would I do in the dinosaur invasion, you worry about your life. Because life is important. We each only have one. So, you know, just go out there and live it, man. Just live life. So until next Monday, this drive is, for whatever reason, still keeping me alive. So that's all I gotta say today. Live life, enjoy life, love life, and look out for those dinosaurs. Those dinosaurs will get you, man.